Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the teaching series, The Kingdom Principle. This is lesson number 2 of 3 lessons, where I'm reviewing with you and encouraging you to consider your business in a new light of The Kingdom Principle, sowing and reaping. So I thank you for coming back. If you haven't seen lesson 1, you need to go back and listen to lesson 1 before you get into lesson 2. You need that context of about what the foundational principles are for sowing and reaping in business. Now, today's lesson, we're going to look at what sowing looks like. What are the different ways we can sow in business? Frankly, just as a side note story, I never considered these for most of my career, for 30, 35 years in corporate America, in keynote speaking and business book writing for the secular side. I never really considered what this sowing and reaping looked like until the Lord revealed to me through revelation, this is a kingdom principle just as much for me in business and for you in business as anything else. So what I'm sharing with you is just my story, some of the things I've learned about how now I look at doing what I do for you through Dr. Jim Harris Ministries as seed. And I guarantee you, today's lesson, I'm going to share with you 9 ways you probably have never considered seed in your business. And the 10th one, which is typically the first one we jump on as seed in business. So let's go through these 10. I'll go through them quickly. There'll be a few the Lord will say, slow down and share something. But now let's look at 10 different types of kingdom business seed. Put yourself in your business, whether you work by yourself, work in a corporate America, you're a frontline employee, you're the CEO, doesn't matter. These are 10 different kinds of seeds you can sow for a supernatural harvest. The first and the most important, the first seed is faith. Now, you're a man or woman of faith already, or you wouldn't be listening to this. Let me just give you my example of why faith is so important. It's Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things that not seen, but the certainty of things that you believe in. That's Hebrews 11:1, is that we just have this sure hope of things that we don't see. When you sow seed in business, you need to be able to first say, I'm sowing this in faith. Lord, I'm hearing from you through Our Unfair Advantage. Obviously, I hope you've read the book, Our Unfair Advantage. I'm sowing this seed because I'm getting a witness from you to do this. And in faith, I sow that seed. Friends, of the 10 seeds I'm going to share with you today, that's the most powerful that you have. I know that there have been many times I've sowed seeds where I didn't think I could afford it. For example, I've sown multiple cars. My wife and I, we've sown multiple cars in faith. In fact, just recently, we were given a truck. And I needed a vehicle. I wanted a vehicle. Lord, I've been asking for a vehicle. I've sown for vehicles. But as soon as that truck came to me, the Lord said, you need to, through a word He gave to my wife, Brenda, you need to give that truck away. I've got something better for you coming. See, I sold this last vehicle in faith, knowing that something better is coming. It didn't make sense, but my faith, being sure of what I hope for and certain of what I don't see, that made me sow literally a physical vehicle that I needed, that I could have driven to someone else for a ministry need that they need. One of the ways that you sow seed in business is faith. And that may be the most important seed that you sow throughout your business. Second, think about this one. The second seed is thoughts. How you think. How a man thinketh, so he is. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, you have the mind of Christ. When you are a born-again believer, walking in faith, the way that you think is a seed. Your mind is likely your greatest battlefield. I teach in the Unfair Advantage show. And if you haven't come to watch some of the Unfair Advantage shows that we've already recorded on the book, Our Unfair Advantage, one of the big things I teach at the very beginning is how not to be head-led and idea-led and opportunity-led. The way we think can be a good seed or a bad seed. When it's aligned with the Word of God, Matthew 6:33, then good thoughts will more likely happen. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that, because if you've got any faith in you at all. You know that the way you think is a seed. And that can be a good seed or a bad seed. In fact, Philippians 4:8 teaches us that whatever is good, whatever is holy, whatever is righteous, think on these things. So your thinking in your business is a seed. Think on the good things. Think, don't ignore the bad things, think on the good things. Your faith and your thought life actually are seeds for your business. As you think good, your business will do better. Parallel with thoughts as a seed for your business is this, is actions, your behavior. That's obvious. The way we act is a seed. People see that. In fact, one of the most vivid examples of this in your business, this is a challenge I have for you, is James 1:19. Many of us know that by heart. We should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. Does that characterize you in business? I'll just be blunt with you. Sometimes I get too quick to speak and I get angry. I fly off the handle sometimes too quick. I'm still working on that. And I remind myself, I want to think on these things, think on the good things, and one of them is my actions or my reactions to situations. What are my behaviors? How am I behaving towards something? And there have been many times as a manager and a leader, I've come through corporate America, I've been around many, many times. My actions and my behavior were not becoming unto the Lord. And I've even asked our son at many times when I messed up as a dad and I got quick to anger and I wasn't listening. And I asked my son for forgiveness. Will you please forgive me in that righteous submission? I want you really to consider this in your business, that your actions, what you do is even more powerful than your thoughts, because people will see your actions, which are a seed, and not your thoughts. They will follow your actions most often than not your thoughts. Let me give you a silly example that just came to me. Many years ago, when I was part of a Fortune 500 headquarters, we had an annual meeting. And this particular year, we had most of the middle and upper managers in, had 300, 400, maybe 500 people there, and all kinds of vendors coming in and keynote speakers. And the CEO that particular year, the action he took, he came to our business casual annual conference without any socks on, just shoes, no socks, and then, you know, business casual khakis. Guess what happened the next day? All the other managers and leaders came to the event with no socks. His actions spoke louder than his words. Even not wearing socks speaks an action to your people. That was a seed that was planted. Oh, I guess that's expected now. Faith, number one. Thoughts, number two. Actions, number three. Those are pretty obvious ones. But here's one that really, really challenges men and women in business like you and like me. The fourth kind of seed that you plant, the fourth kind of seed, kingdom business seed that you have available to you is your time. Is your time. How you use it, how you protect it, how you waste it. I can tell you story after story after story on when in my past years and now my current years of being a business coach, a business advisor, a business Sherpa, if you will, in these days, as I call it, helping men and women climb up and get closer to hearing what God has for them. I consistently ask, how are you spending your time? Show me your schedule, show me your calendar, show me your checkbook, and I can tell you what's really important in your business and in your life. I want you to step back and say, where am I sowing my time? Jesus every morning sowed time with the Father. He got away with the Father, and that's how he knew that day what he needed to do. How much time are you sowing into kingdom things? Not just more activities, but literally communing with the Lord. The greater time you have with the Lord, that's a seed. You're sowing a seed. Lord, I'm giving up everything else, and my time now with you is more precious than anything else. That's my communion with you. I'm challenging you. That is a huge, huge critical part of your walk as a business person, is the way you use your time. For time is the only non-replaceable element you have in your life. God can redeem time. But now the last 5 minutes of just some of this teaching, the last 10 minutes, it's gone. You can never get it back. So I want you to realize that the time you've spent already, you can't be redeemed, at least naturally, you've already invested, and that's my prayer that this is helpful to you as we go forward. I'm going through these 10 quickly because I just want you to start thinking about Selah, as in the psalm. Think on these things, meditate on these things. This is the fourth seed we've talked about already of 10 seeds that you have available to you to sow in and around and for your business. Faith, your thoughts, your actions, and your time. Now, the fifth seed I want to share with you is obvious, but it's one we don't really spend enough attention on as it comes to when I do this, I'm really sowing, and that is your relationships at work. The fifth seed is relationships. When you have the relationships around you with people you work with, people outside, your customers, your community, your competitors, that seed. The way you treat your people, the way you're around your people, the way you cultivate relationships. Do you have enough time for your people? Or do you avoid them whenever you can? Do you step away whenever you can? The way you build relationships is critical to your success as you sow into the kingdom. I want to read you a story out of Matthew 10. If you have your Bible, and I hope you do, Matthew 10, because through these series that I teach you through the Kingdom Institute, we're going to be reading a lot of Bible verses. I want you to have your notes like I have here. I've made my notes on what I want to share with you, and I hope you're taking yours. Matthew 10 is when Jesus sent out the 12. And in Matthew 10, I want us to look at when he sent out the 12, starting in verse 5. I want you to listen to this about building relationships. There are some you should build and some you shouldn't build. Here's a story out of the Bible, a parable that teaches that. Then the 12 Jesus sent out, Matthew 10, starting in verse 5, commanded them, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Gave them directions. Now listen to this. And as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money belt, nor bag for your money, because a worker is worthy of his food. Wherever town you go, you enter. Here we go. Inquire who's worthy to stay with and go there. And if you go into the household, greet it. And if the household is worthy and your peace come upon you, but if it's not worthy, in other words, if that relationship is not worthy, they don't receive your peace, they don't receive your relationship, he said, let it return to you, dust off your feet, go somewhere else. Friends, when it comes to sowing seed and getting the harvest, don't waste your time on relationships you shouldn't in business. Be very careful where you invest your time in relationships. I have wasted more time on trying to build relationships with people that I don't need to because that's not where my harvest is. It could have been for good reasons, but it wasn't the right time. Learn to discern the kind of relationships. The time you spend in relationships is a critical seed to how successful you're going to be. I've had to turn away many people. I've turned down customers because that wasn't what I needed at that time. So I wanted to hone in on this relationships. Cultivate the kingdom relationship God wants you to cultivate, even if it doesn't make sense. If he says it, do it. So relationships are a seed. The sixth kind of seed. I'm going to mention this quickly. Well, I don't have to preach on this. You'll get it. Is attitude, positive or negative. It's your attitude toward things. Your attitude is a seed. What is your attitude toward this? What is your attitude toward that? What is your attitude when God says, I want you to sow into this and not into that? Do you fight it or do you accept it? Do you say, yes, if it's your will, God, that's positive. If that's good seed, I have faith, going back to the first one, I'm going to sow into that. What is your attitude when it comes to that? I suggest that your attitude, even, for example, the traditional classic example, a man in rags, just in raggedy clothes, walks in to a car dealership and wants to buy, you know, a $50,000, $80,000 car with cash, and the salesman snubs his nose at him. And then that man in the raggedy clothes ends up buying the dealership, fires the salesman, and owns the dealership. It's happened in banks before. It happened in car dealerships too. Your attitude is a seed. People can smell, they can see your attitude. And when you step out in faith, when your thoughts and your actions and your time and relationships are in good fields of good seed, your attitude will also be in good relationship with others. You see how this is seed, folks. This is seed. Things you have probably never thought of. Man, my attitude is a seed, because that can infect everyone around me positively or negatively. The seventh type of seed I want to share with you. Each one of these could be a lesson. We could take 30 minutes in each one of these, but I'm just planting some seeds with you for you to consider. One or more of these may be something you need to go deeper in yourself. Maybe there's a stirring in your spirit on the seventh seed that I'm going to share, and that's ideas. Ideas are a seed. In fact, the ideas that you have, if you are walking in faith as a kingdom man or woman, entrepreneur, business owner, many of those are supernatural seeds God gives you. Where did that idea come from? Let me give an example. I sometimes, if you haven't read Our Unfair Advantage, I encourage you to do it. But I sometimes go back to this book that God wrote. I didn't write this. He said, Holy Spirit said, I want you to write this. Okay, I wrote it. I go back and my social media team might pull a paragraph or two and they'll put it up on, you know, on all my social media. And I'll compliment them. I said, where did you get that? That's good stuff. They said, page 76. I don't even remember writing it. Literally, I don't. It was my name on it. But see, that's an idea that God gave me, and it's producing supernatural seed. I'm going to challenge you with this, and we're going to talk about this in another series down the road. I keep telling you, we're going to have many, many more series. The kingdom principle is the first. You're in this lesson two of the first of many series. Ideas. You can't solve all the problems you have right now. Ideas. I want to encourage you. God has a supernatural solution to every problem you face in business now and into the future. God has a supernatural idea. He has a supernatural solution. And as you allow me to help feed more into you, I'm going to teach you how to uncover those supernatural solutions in business as we go into the throne room and bring those ideas into the boardroom. Ideas are seeds that you can sow and, of course, produce great harvest. Number eight of the 10 business seeds I want to share with you today, number eight, excellence is a seed. Excellence is a seed. Proverbs 22:29. I want you to go back and study this yourself. I just taught an hour on this to my local community here just a couple of days ago on Proverbs 22:29. And Proverbs 22:29 reads, see a man or a woman, see a man who excels in his work, he or she will stand before kings, they will not stand before common men. That's the New King James Version. See a man who excels in his work. Your excellence is a seed. That word excel, when you study it, and I'm encouraging you to do that after watching this teaching, four key words. That excel, when a man is quick, skillful, diligent, and ready, and does their work this way, they will stand before kings. They will be noticed. They will have an opportunity to have influence. One of the next series we're going to record is the Kingdom Excellence Series based upon this verse. So I'm planting a seed. Come back and watch the Kingdom Excellence Series when we release it later this year. Excellence is a seed. It's more than just your skills or talents. It actually gives a taste and see that others will say, how did you do that? You're excelling in an area that how did you do that? And give you a chance to witness. Excellence in your business sphere of influence is a seed you're planting. And there will be a harvest because people will come to you I get people around the world coming to me, asking me things. I get emails all the time because of the seeds we're planting that I didn't expect from some very high-ranking people, and I'm honored by that. This excellence that I'm sowing through the social media and through everything that we do is starting to come back to me now. Same thing can happen for you. Number nine, the nine of the tenth one, one that I would have never thought of before. I want you to get this. As a businessman or a businesswoman, tears. Your tears are a seed. Your tears are a seed. Psalm 126:5. I could look it up, but I've got it written right here. Psalm 126:5. I'm saying it again. You go read it yourself. Psalm 126:5. Listen to what the word says. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. if you are righteously crying and in tears, have compassion for yourself, compassion for your customers, compassion for your competitors. If you stop trying to beat your competitors, for example, and bless them, help them do better, I'm telling you, that's a tear you're sowing. Man, this may take a little bit of business away from me today, but if I can help a competitor, that's going to help me grow my business. Let me give you an example. For many, many, many years, when I was on the professional speaking circuit, giving keynotes all over the world, Fortune 100 clients, you know, the Best Buys and the IBMs and all that, speaking on business excellence and leadership and so many things, there would be people that would call me, Jim, can you come and speak at my event, at our event, at this time, on this? And either I wasn't the right person or it just wasn't the right fit. You know what I would do? I would refer them and say, here's somebody you need to call. Just tell them I told you to call them. They're the right person for you. Generally in the business, that's a 10% referral fee. I didn't do it for the fee. I did it to bless my competitors. And you know what? They came back to me more often than not and really, really great blessings. I gave away business to my competitors, something I probably could have done, but I had a check in my spirit saying, no, Jim, give that to someone else. They need it more than you do, even though I could have done it. I blessed my competitors instead of trying to beat them, trying to cuss at them, trying to outsell them. I was doing everything I could to help their business, and it's come back to me tenfold, a hundredfold in favor for years, and yet people still have reached out to me. That helped me more than I can ever thank you for. Man, that's fantastic. I'm going to share with you real quick the nine, then I'm going to go to the tenth one. I'm going to review the nine. We've gone over these quickly. These are nine different ways so far that I've mentioned to you that literally are types of kingdom business seeds you can sow. Your faith, your thoughts, your actions, your time, your relationships, your attitude, your ideas, your excellence, and your tears. And now finally we come to, and I'll make brief mention of this because it seems to be the most obvious, the 10th way that you can sow business seed is money. Now, as business people, that's typically the first and only one we think of. So I'm not going to belabor the point, but I want you to think about this. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things, including financial increase, will be added unto you. I'm going to suggest to you this on the lesson that I've given you today. You focus sowing in these nine. You focus sowing on these nine. Different ways, different fields in which to sow, I guarantee you it is a covenant promise that you will reap a financial harvest from all of this that you've sown. There will be a return on your investment. I am encouraging you to shift from being, I need more money, I need more money, I need more money. I exhort you to start shifting the way that you go about your business from a need mindset for more money to a seed mindset of what can I do for others more. Friends, this is an incredibly important way for you to consider how you move forward in your business. There are many more ways you could sow seed, but these 10 are just quick examples the Lord has taught me. And he said, Jim, I want you to sow into each of these. And as you do, I will give you more thoughts. I will give you more ideas. I will give you greater excellence. And as you help your competitors, I will actually bring more business unto you. I don't think about competitors anymore. I have partners. I'm here to help teach you how to unleash your unfair advantage in business and to teach you principles and more so covenant promises as we are in this series, the kingdom business principle, sowing and reaping. I hope you've enjoyed this lesson too. The next lesson, we're going to focus on five keys to reaping your harvest. This is about how to sow for the harvest. Now we're going to come back in the last lesson, the third lesson on this series, how to reap that harvest. I hope you've enjoyed it. I look forward to seeing you on lesson number 3, five keys to reaping your business harvest.